prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 April 2020, halfway through another month, folks. Sure doesn't seem like spring down the mountains. We got a little bit of snow last night. It's been cool, cool rest of the week. Nonetheless, counter says springtime is here, and I'm glad to see it, I reckon. Anyway, we're glad you're with us tonight. We're going to bring up Deborah Travirus here in a little bit. Now, you know Deborah Travirus. If you listen to the program for any amount of time, she is a walking encyclopedia. This is broadcast, whatever you do. Before I go there, though, make a couple announcements, please. Of course, you know we're on shortwave on 6115 right now because of Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. You need to call her up, folks. Ask what you can do. Prepare for that. Listen, what we're seeing now is nothing. What we're seeing now financially, economically, is nothing of what's going to be, and it's not going to be years away. Maybe a few months. 800-375-4188 to talk to Melody. And we are being cut off about 30 seconds early on WWCR at night, so people call them and know why we're cut off early, because they're switching frequencies. It takes about 30 seconds for them to switch from 6115 to 3215. So at about we're cut off about 30 seconds early every night on 6115. You listen on shortwave, you just missed the last 30 seconds of the program. I want you to know that that's what's happening. It's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it works, all right? And tomorrow, of course, is Thursday. So by the grace of God, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'm going to try to be here all day, take your phone calls, answer questions, just talk to you. Chris will be here to fill orders and take phone calls for orders or donations. And I will tell you right now, folks, donations have dropped off a bunch since all this happened. And I understand why. I do understand why. People are just aren't working. Things have dropped off a whole lot, but we could use your help to maintain for a while. As at the end of the month, we'll be going off six stations. That's your fault. That's not your fault or anybody else's fault. It just happens when the money isn't there. So six stations in the, I think in Phoenix is one of them, and down in the southern part of the country, we're losing six stations, but it is what it is. The message needs to get out. People are wanting to hear the gospel. I know they are right now more than any other time in history. They want hope beyond this world. And I pray, Lord, that we open doors for us soon. But we'll be in office, like I said. And we're having churches coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us, folks. You can watch us live or listen to us live. You can watch us if you go to PastorButch.com. You'll see live stream. Click on there, and there will be. You can call. There'll be a number on the screen. You can call and talk to us if you like. Ask questions. Make comments. Hopefully it's working. It wasn't working the last time. There's something wrong with the Internet. It wasn't up. This time it should be. You can call and ask us questions. And the number, by the way, you can call if you want. If you're on the phone, want to hang up and call and talk to us, you can at 304-519-6993. 304-519-6993. You can listen by calling these two numbers. No code has to be put in. Just call these two numbers. 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 719 718-1679. That's 719-718-1679 to call and listen to us live. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be here to take orders for Backyard Medicine, a book that everyone needs. That's all I can say. If you don't have it, you can't blame me because you don't have it. I'm offering you at a fantastic price. We got a good deal on them. Why'd they last? $18.95 delivered to your door, folks. A book that everybody should have there in their library. If nothing else, just to study and learn what our Father in Heaven created for us. And, of course, The Grand Design Exposed. A book that if you want to see the history of this country, what was planned for before she was ever founded, by men who had a scheme, a design, to do what's happening to the country right now, you can read it for yourself. $12.95 delivered to your door, folks. The Grand Design Exposed. I hope you take advantage of that. Of course, we'll be here tomorrow with the products, REM Sleep, Strauss Heart Drops, and kidney support, and all those products are here waiting on you. And I want to do our best to provide just things that you're going to enjoy and need, maybe for your health or just for knowledge. I mean, we're offering all we can, as best we can, to help you all that we can possibly do to hopefully bless you in some way. But again, office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 if you want to talk to us in office tomorrow. Our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. Now, folks, this lady is absolutely, in my mind, the most up-to-date person on what's happening around the world and in this country, especially in the state where she lives in California. This lady will blow your socks off the information that is this detailed. She'll tell you where to find it. She'll tell you how to look it up for yourself. So she's not giving you a speculation. She's giving you facts. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Well, yes, Pastor Butch, thank you. And for everyone that's listening, I'm hoping that you will get your pen and paper out because I'm going to really roll through this program tonight. It's extremely urgent and important for everyone to understand what is occurring right now. I will state right off the top, Pastor Butch, that we have a video that was just released yesterday. So I hope everyone is going to go to stopthecrime.net, click on our YouTube video channel, and find this video. Again, it's entitled COVID Lockdown Global Bankruptcy, a Plan. Now, again, that is COVID Lockdown Global Bankruptcy, a Plan. And we are going through the Rockefeller Foundation's planned pandemic and the additional aspects of how they would take down global economy. And that's what we're seeing occurring now. And there's much to say in that video. I will hit a few points during our talk right now, Pastor Butch, because people must understand what is happening. But I first want to say that, of course, a global takedown, as we now are experiencing in the closures of businesses worldwide, without exception, could not have happened in a couple of months without a plan that was put in place many, many years ago. And so this is one of the plans, again, COVID lockdown, global bankruptcy, a plan that you need to know about. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what we are experiencing here in Northern California, where I am. And I want to underscore, our local, what's happening here with us is your local also. No one is immune to what you're going to hear me talk about. And I'm going to talk to you about what our governor said yesterday, and this is what your governors are saying and what is going to happen. They're first of all telling us that the stay-at-home orders will not be lifted until there's a period of time where there are no COVID diagnoses. Now, COVID, the surge that they keep talking about, and there are many doctors that discuss this. Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, discusses what is really behind the COVID. It is frequencies. It is chemtrails. It is COVID is a front for what is really happening. And I'll leave that for him to explain to you. We have one of his talks up on stopthecrime.net. But this is a lockdown, and this is a worldwide collapse, it planned. So here's what we're being told. The orders will not be lifted, again, as I said, until there are no COVID cases reported. I think it's for either a week or a two-week period of time. And they're saying that the second phase, they will transition into protecting seniors and vulnerable populations, such as the homeless people. They've got to protect the all of the equipment and the infrastructure and make certain that all the ICUs are geared up. We have spoken to many hospitals in Northern California that vacated all other services in preparation for an influx of COVID patients, which they have not had. And therefore, they're bleeding money. There are CEOs of the local hospitals that are worried because they're not making any profits. They're sinking rapidly in the hole. This is the plan. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we're being told that all academia will be engaged, including Genentech, Stanford, Scripps, the national labs, to bridge herd immunity. This is about vaccinations, having the global population vaccinated. They go on to tell us yesterday, our governor, and yours will as well, that we have to have in practice continued physical distancing, and they're going to be redrawing our floor plans of all existing infrastructure. We're talking about an example of restaurants. When they may open, which many, of course, will not because they've been collapsed, they're saying that there would be possibly only be a few tables that they would be able to serve to maintain the social distancing requirements, that the menus would have to be disposable, everything would have to be cleaned. They're talking about playgrounds, parks, equipment, benches, sidewalks, streets needing to be sanitized. They're also indicating that perhaps COVID can be transmitted by our shoes. And this is exactly what Stanford University said when we were having the sudden oak death syndrome of millions of oak trees just collapsing because of the overhead aerial chemtrailing programs. And they were putting up on a website areas that had sudden oak death, beautiful oak trees that are failing. And they were saying that our tires and our equipment would track the sudden oak death. No, it was overhead aerial chemtrailing. But they're saying that they will toggle the stricter plans to looser restrictions dependent on what the spread looks like. Again, we don't spread COVID as we're being told. They're also telling us what normal may look like. It's a vaccination, and models have changed because we have distanced. They're telling us we're doing a good job because we've obeyed, stating that the death rates are not what they have said, but they're looking for a surge. Well, the COVID surge is really a frequency surge. Just remember that. So what I want to leave everyone with, if they remember nothing else, is to reduce the wireless frequencies in your environment as soon as possible. So that would mean hardwiring anything that is wireless. They're, of course, transitioning us all to telecommuting and teleeducation, which is increasing frequencies in our homes. Now that all of our kids are on wireless laptops, we know that Comcast, for example, is offering free service. So we're literally being cooked in our homes right now, and we're giving permission for that. So again, certainly reduce all the wireless frequencies. It's causing flu-like symptoms, aka COVID-type symptoms. We've talked about that for years regarding the smart meters, the cell towers. All of this stuff has been strategically deployed throughout the country. These are all military weapon systems, all disguised as civilian communication networks. They are frequencies, and they're jamming our cells in our bodies. This is all intentional. So we're being also told that many people, sadly, have dreams of what their hopeful business models were in the past, but we're in a new reality. They talk about how we're going to have to shape our recovery. It won't be like preventative health. And they go on to talk about that they're looking at many hospital surges and capacities, and they keep talking about bending the curve, flattening the curve. That is just a psyops verbiage throughout all the media, everywhere, worldwide. They they go on to tell us a very important to prevent high-risk infection with the elderly and protect the homeless people. Of course, now they're indicating that the young are also getting COVID, yes, because the young are definitely getting saturated with wireless frequencies. This is all interconnected. What we're being told with the stay-at-home order indicators is that they're going to increase massive tracing and massive testing and surveillance on anybody that has become infected. They're going to be able to ping your cell phones to see who you were around. Again, don't use your cell phones. Minimize the use of cell phones. They say that the COVID in California, we have about 6 million older people that are in their homes, and they're concerned about them being safe in their home settings. Our homes are prisons. This is self-confinement within our homes. This is a prison setup. And they say as they lift the orders, when they do, if they do, we'll have to continue to wear masks. In fact, this coming Friday at midnight, we are required here in California to wear masks when we go out. So what is the mask really all about, since COVID isn't spread the way they're saying? It's literally reducing our identity. It's all about social distancing in every way, including your facial expressions. It's about muting who you are as a human. That's what this is. It's a massive takedown and reducing our humanity, our expressions, our touch, our ability to walk and be in groups of people. That is what is happening now. We're going to talk about that. Again, I am going over the fact that they're working on creating a vaccination. And again, reshaping all of our physical environments, how we operate in public and in other marketplaces, etc. Everything is going to have to be repositioned as we are allowed to presumably merge out of our homes. They say about a blending of enforcement. And what that will look like is that people will be tested, tracked, and monitored. And when you have the vaccination, you will be considered safe to return to your jobs. So that's really what's behind all of this, is a vaccine program. So let's get into this, because this is what we're hearing on the news everywhere, that the CDC is a public health agency and that they are putting forth all the measures of our shelter in place, which is literally a lockdown. It's most important to understand that the CDC is a private for-profit corporation doing business. The CDC is not a government health advocacy organization. It is a corporation listed on Dun and Bradstreet and headquartered in the state of Georgia with strong ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Their recommendations, that means the CDC's recommendations, are influenced by their fiscal health and their corporate profits. Remember, they are a corporation. They are a corporation doing business to move forward vaccinations. When you look at the presidential task force that has marched up for us to watch every day, notice Fauci and all of the other task force members. They are all affiliated with the vaccine, Big Pharma, NIH, the WHO. They're all operatives to force a global vaccine on all of us. Make absolutely no mistake. They have used neuro-linguistic programming on us and redesigned the idea of what the CDC is. I can't underscore enough. It is a private, for-profit corporation doing business with vaccines, and it is not a public health advocacy organization. Let's talk about our state public health institutions. You're finding that your health officers are now orchestrating the stay-in-place orders in your states, in your towns, everywhere. Keep in mind, never forget what you're going to hear me say right now. State public health institutions are also private, for-profit corporations doing business. Medical clinic records are frequently reviewed by the state public health departments, which are also for-profit corporations listed on Dun and Bradstreet, who receive monetary compensation from the CDC to perform their functions. Very important that you heard this. Your public health officers are corporate agencies, and they work for the corporation. They're in business for vaccinations. Therefore, it's important to never forget that state public health departments and their recommendations and actions, again, are influenced by the fiscal health of their own corporation. Let's talk about the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's also a private for-profit corporation doing business, and it is not a health advocacy organization. It is a trade association or a corporation, again, listed on Dun & Bradstreet, headquartered in the state of Illinois, whose monetary compensation from vaccine manufacturers contributes to the fiscal health of its corporation. We must stop being fooled. We must. Physicians get more money for each fully vaccinated person, be it a child or an adult. And physicians who are intentionally misinformed by the CDC and Big Pharma and who cannot be sued for vaccination injuries are paid higher insurance reimbursement rates for each fully vaccinated child and adult. This is profits, not science, that motivate these vaccine mandates. We are all going to be faced with the ID 2020, which is going to require travel and getting a license to indicate whether you have been vaccinated or not. This is all for profits. This is not science that are motivating all of this. Do not consent. Whatever it takes, do not consent. This is a global takedown by a corporation structure, and we are the enemy. And I've talked about this many, many times. I have many radio shows and YouTubes up on StopTheCrime.net that discuss in depth how and why we are the enemy. And I would wish that you would go to StopTheCrime.net, again, click on the video YouTube channel, and just start watching. So now I'm going to jump into the some of the topics of the COVID lockdown global bankruptcy plan, the video I have up. And it is alarming, it is disturbing, and you need to know what is planned because it is planned and we are going to face it. And by knowing what it is, you may decide that you want to take some alternative precautions. First of all of the cell towers and the communication devices are going to be terminated. We're already being told in the media, many of you I hope are listening carefully, they're saying because of the increased stay-at-home wireless interconnecting and people doing business at home, it's putting lag on the internet. First, of course, many people are going to beg for 5G because they're being promised that that is going to hasten their internet connectivity. That is all part of the frequency kill grid, make no mistake. But the grid is going to be pulsed. It's going to be taken out in various parts of the country where you will not have communication devices at all. And they will tell you, well, it might be repaired in a few months. In many instances, it will be a few years. I want to tell you this, too, because I've talked for many years about the NASA war document. It's on StopTheCrime.net. It's called Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare Circa 2025. I think you can just find it on my website, StopTheCrime.net, by typing in NASA war document. But I want to read to you what it foretold, and this was delivered as a PowerPoint 2 months before our 9/11 by the chief NASA scientist out of the Langley Research Center. And it not only talks about transhumanism and nanoparticles in the atmosphere and the use of bioweapons as a standardized operation to create illness and without it being fingerprintless. So what we're experiencing now is very much in line what we were told would be happening in that document as well. But on page 16, it says this, worldwide impacts of ongoing IT revolution upon all society. Number one, telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, teleeducation, telemedicine, telecommerce, telepolitics, telesocialization. This has been foretold. We are now seeing all of this emerge now. brick-and-mortar buildings are out. They're no longer necessarily going to return to business as previous. Your memories are going to have to serve you well. A few months ago, when stores were open, when children and adults were going to schools, because now it is going to be a way in which to reduce our socialization, connect us to the internet so that we can only learn what is being fed to us. This is a plan. This has been long in the making. This is absolute mind control at its highest degree. And before I leave the effects of frequencies and what COVID really is hiding, it's important to understand that there are pulsed microwave radiations now occurring with your smart meters on your homes. They can also pulse the cell towers, and they are. We're going to have certain homes targeted with higher increased frequencies that are, in fact, pulsed. So it is why I am suggesting, and definitely myself and others, are hardwiring all of our electronics. In fact, I am talking to all of you right now on a corded landline with the old Curlie Q cord. And sadly, I have to say, many radio show hosts play havoc with how I have to connect. But having said that, I want to say this about what is happening to us with these increased frequencies, because with the pulsed modulations per second, it increases our heartbeat rhythm and our sleep patterns. It causes paranoia, hallucinations, insomnia, illusions, drowsiness, absence of feelings, depression, suicidal feelings, visual distortion, confusion. You can't relax. Any of you aligning yourself with this, you're not feeling well. You're unhappy. You have increased anger. You have a manic type of behavior. Problems with movement. In other words, you can fall easily as these frequencies are increased. You'll have flashes of hot and cold. Loss of appetite. Small seizures. Again, disturbed orientation, auditory visual hallucinations, inability to make decisions, sensory problems such as sight, touch, and sound, confusion, flickering, flashing lights, dizziness, mania, hyperactivity. So we're facing an assault unlike ever before on the human population worldwide. So I can't underscore enough, all of this is fully documented in the warfare strategy document that I have. Again, it's supported by all levels of our military. It includes DARPA, CIA, and
we'll cover this when we return. Yes, a lot more talk about, folks. Don't go away. A lot more talk about.
Pick up your soul and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best stove foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Virus and write down her information. Check out her website. Please don't take our word for it. You look for yourself. Now, don't forget, I'll mention them for them. I still have time. We'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 to take phone calls, talk to you folks. I want to be here if I can to encourage you. I mean, this news is devastating, but I promise you, if you're faithful to the Lord and His will, we win. I don't care what happens. We know in the Bible we're going to go through that we're going to face the wrath of Satan. Matter of fact, Revelation 13 says God gives Satan power to overcome the church, but it can't touch our souls. Our eternal life is secure in Christ as long as we love Him and serve Him. So don't be discouraged. Build your defenses. Build your faith and get ready for what's coming. Go ahead, Deborah.
That's absolutely right. And again, I'm going to be covering what parts of what is in the video entitled COVID, Lockdown, Global Bankruptcy, The Plan. Listen to that. Share that far and wide. You can get that on StopTheCrime.net. Go to our YouTube video channel. This is a Rockefeller Foundation document to create an economically unstable and shock-prone world. It's an authoritarian control mechanism where criminals will thrive, as we see occurring now. And of course, we are the enemy, and war has been declared. This is a silent weapons, quiet war assault on all of us. And I weave a number of documents in that video, and I would certainly hope that you would listen to it in full. Don't get short attention span here. Listen to it, because by understanding what the plans are, you can decide what actions you're going to take. And so that's the good news of a tragic plan against all of us. So again, this is the Rockefeller Foundation. It is scenario planning. It is a script to achieve more impact and to become more effective. So don't be fooled by this scenario planning. This is exactly what is happening now. This plan was put forth in 2010. And it goes through the looking glass, so to speak, to the year 2030. And they talk about all the potential aspects of what would happen during a pandemic, just like what we're having right now. And they talk about that we will have, as we are seeing now, bottom-up massive totalitarian overreach by all of our local administrators, our city councils, our boards of supervisors. No wonder they all went virtual and they're not meeting in person anymore in the buildings. You'll see in one of my videos where I filmed how locally here our county board of supervisor was putting in TSA style guards because they knew in short order they were going to bring this wrath in. They knew. It's important to understand that we're being assaulted while we're economically unstable and we are shock prone. and which governments weaken, as I said, criminals thrive, and dangerous innovations emerge. This document talks about the time frame, as I mentioned, going up to 2030. So it's, again, scenario planning. Just like what many of you may have watched, Event 201, that was in 2018. This is prior to that from the Rockefeller Foundation, and many influential participants. They said that this document took them over a year to put together, and I'm going to go over some of the assaults that were outlined in this now. They go on to tell us that more authoritarian leadership will work less well in some cases, and some countries that are being shown to are irresponsible because elites have utilized their increased power to pursue their own interest at the expense of their citizens. Well, yes, we've been seeing that. They talk about how sealing off borders will save millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than other countries. They're talking about China, and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. They go on to say, during the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from mandatory wearing of face masks. Now, I want to remind you, this was written in 2010. So, increased airtight rules, from mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at entries such as markets and communal spaces like train stations, border stops, wherever it is, they're going to be checking your temperature. Even after the pandemic faded, they tell us that there will be more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities. All of the pandemic restrictions will continue and even intensify in order to protect themselves from the spread of increasing global problems, from pandemics and transnational terrorism to environmental crises, rising poverty. Leaders around the world will take a firmer grip of power over all of us. This is verbatim out of this document. So they go on to tell us, at first, a more controlled world gained wide acceptance and approval. Citizens were willing to give up their sovereignty and their privacy for safety and stability. And they were more tolerant and even eager for top-down direction and oversight. And national leaders had more latitude to impose order in the ways they saw fit. And in developed countries, this heightened oversight took many forms. Now listen to this. You're hearing this happen right now. They say that in developed countries, the oversight took many forms, such as biometric IDs for all citizens and tighter regulation of key industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interest. More authoritative leadership. They go on, some of the downsides were many, and there were also new hazards as people grew more weary to so much top-down control and letting their leaders and authorities make choices for them. They talk about scanners using advanced functional magnetic resonance imaging, and they call it fMRI technology, became the norm at airports and other public areas everywhere to detect abnormal behavior that would indicate antisocial intent. This is the extent of the technology that is going to be used on every single one of us and increase the lockdown. And again, this is a corporate government structure we're all living in, and the technologies being layered upon us right now are unthinkable. They go on to tell us that the aftermath of pandemic scares, there will be massive new packaging for all food products, which will be more expensive for the average person to maintain a continuous food buying. In other words, massive food shortages. They go on to tell us that new diagnostics are developed to protect and detect communicable diseases. And the application of health screening will also change. Screening will come a prerequisite. And we're hearing that now. Before we can go back to work here, we're hearing our governor in California saying, we must be pre-screened. They go on to say again that telepresent technologies, which I was talking about out of the NASA war document, respond to the demand for less expensive, lower bandwidth, and sophisticated communication systems for populations whose travel is restricted. Our travel is restricted, and that's why we're being given now the telecommunication, teleschool, teleshopping, tele-everything option right now. And it's all being driven by protectionism and national security concerns. Nations are creating their own independent, regionally defined IT networks, and governments have varying degrees of success in policing the internet, but they say that the internet, the World Wide Web, will fracture, that communication is going to become less dependable. We won't be able to rely upon it. They go on to talk about how we will continue to have massive weather weapon assaults on us. Those are my words. They're saying because of climate change, the planet's climate has become increasingly unstable. Again, this is in this document. They're creating an unstable climate because they're using weather weapons. And they're saying that as a result of the high expense for trying to put our communities back together, we're going to run out of funds. The world is going to become bankrupt. This is in this document. And they go on to say that new globally coordinated systems for monitoring energy use capacity, including smart grids, we've been talking about that for years, and bottom-up pattern of recognition of technologies will be more increasingly rolled out. And I was just noticing something interesting in one of the Costco magazines recently. I don't know if many of you know this. I found it to be interesting. They're touting a new light bulb, and they say that it's time to turn to smart bulbs, and they basically are talking about how these are programmable light bulbs. You can put a certain amount of time on them. They'll turn off. They will change the light of these light bulbs. In other words, everything in our home is going to be tied wirelessly to the smart meter on your home, including your dishwashers. We've talked about this for years, and you can look back at other information about that. I want to stay with more of what we can expect in this document. They say here in this document, again, the Rockefeller Foundation document, the cost of capturing data through nanosensors and smart networks falls. In other words, the cost falls dramatically. And in many countries, this leads to a proliferation of new services, including surveillance mechanisms that improve government control over all of us. They talk about intelligent electricity. We see that through the smart grid. They talk about intelligent water distribution. We also now know that they have the wireless smart water meters so that they can turn our water off remotely and have us believe that we're running out of water when we're not. Again, I encourage all of you to go to our other website, primarywater.org. The best news you're going to hear me talk about right now is we are not running out of water. And I will say that as a result of getting this information out far and wide for quite a while, many people all over the world have already drilled for primary water wells. It's not that expensive. That's enough for that. They talk about in smart cities, the internet access will be seen as a basic right by the late 2010s. Again, this was written in 2010. They go on to tell us that the global have and have-nots will grow even wider. The very rich will still have financial means to protect themselves. Gated communities will spring up all over as slums. Well, what they mean by slums are increasing homelessness, because we're going to see that occur with this top-down meltdown of all of the jobs. We have over 20 million applications in just a few weeks of the destruction of our economy in the United States alone. That is going to continue. I can tell you, like many of you have driven through your downtown areas, they are like ghost towns. This is intentional. Your local city councils, all of your local advisors are working for this cabal. Whether they realize it or not, they're bringing in these agendas. So, again, the very rich will be able to protect themselves in gated communities. They talk about houses will be about walled fortresses guarded by armed personnel. And the wealthy will also be able to capitalize on loose regulatory environment to experiment with advanced medical treatments and other under-the-radar activities. They go on to tell us, and I'm reading this verbatim out of this document, those who can't buy their way out of all this chaos, which will be most of us, will have to retreat to whatever safety we can all find. With opportunity frozen and global mobility at a near standstill. Are you hearing what I am saying? With opportunity frozen and global mobility at a near standstill. That is happening now. There is no place that want more people, especially poor people. People that have lost their jobs are now having to live on the streets. They're not going to be wanted. And that these people will have to retreat to what is familiar, such as family ties, religious beliefs, or even national alliances. Trust would be afforded to those who guaranteed safety and survival, whether it was a warlord, an evangelical preacher, or a mother. In some places, the collapse of state capacity will lead to a resurgence of feudalism. In other areas, people will manage to create more resilient communities operating as isolated microversions of the formerly large-scale systems. I hope you are understanding what this is. Small areas and communities will survive if they are able to disconnect from this power grid that we are in. They go on to tell us the weakening of national governments also will enable grassroots movements to form and grow, creating rays of hope amid the bleakness. They go on, by 2030, the distinction between developed and developing nations will no longer have any particular descriptive difference. And they go on to tell us that we're going to see debilitating tourism and economies. We're seeing all of that. We're seeing curfews as a result of the quarantine. They talk about all of this. So they go on, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm trying to hit the high points here. They do talk about the pandemics and what we know with all of the climate action plans that we've been discussing for years. All of this is going to be blamed on us because of global warming. We have not done a good enough job at decreasing greenhouse gas emissions. We know that is all false science. It's a lie. And because of that, they can heat up cities, and they will. Those cities who do not participate with the requirements of the rules will be heated up. How will they be heated up? With frequencies. Cities in large population zones have multiple types of wireless frequencies, including the deployment of 5G. And that goes into a multiple-layered attack of frequencies, all levels of frequencies. And they go on to say that there will be many failed states and places with few resources. Rapid progress will create new problems. They say rapid consumption standards unexpectedly ushered in a new set of pressures. Now, I'm going to read this to you because this is very worrisome. We have been recently told that our current administration is pushing an anti-malarial drug, and I'm going to hope to pronounce this correctly, known as hydroxychloroquine, something like that. Well, in this Rockefeller document, it says this on page 35. Now, when you go to the YouTube that I'm mentioning, COVID lockdown, global bankruptcy, a plan, go under the description. You can look at this entire plan, and you can look at other things that you're hearing me discuss right now. We have those there for you. But on page 35 of this criminal plan by Rockefeller, who also designed the educational system and was behind Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars. I hope that you read that. You'll understand the enormous long-term influence of the Rockefeller cabal. But on page 35, it says this: criminal networks will also grow highly skilled at counterfeiting illicit goods through reverse engineering. Many of these rip-offs and copycats were of poor quality or downright dangerous. In the context, a weak health system, corruption, and inattention to standards, either within countries or global bodies like the World Health Organization. Tainted vaccines will enter the public health systems of African countries, and they tell us in 2021 there will be over 600 children in Africa that will die from bogus hepatitis V vaccines, which paled in comparison to the scandal sparked by mass deaths through a tainted anti-malarial drug years later. Now, you need to understand, this was written in 2010, and they're saying in 2021, children in Africa died from the bogus hepatitis B vaccine, and that will pale, they say, years later by the anti-malarial drug. So this is being touted right now, this anti-malarial drug. We've got to be concerned about what we're hearing as far as any drugs and vaccines go. For those of you who have not watched The Pharmacist on Netflix, I wish you would watch The Pharmacist on Netflix. We have to understand that we're under massive siege right now, and we're going to have supply lines cut. This is a banker's scheme to reduce growth in all countries. They go on to say that this is on page 32 of this document. Research teams have been working for months to fabricate a new meat product, one that tasted just like beef, yet actually contained only 50% meat. The remaining half was a combination of synthetic meat, fortified grains, and nano flavoring. In cities and villages around the world where children used to be hungry, access to higher calorie meals had provided alarming increases in the incidence of obesity and diabetes. What they're doing is they're designing a food supply to kill us, increasing obesity and diabetes. This is in this document. They say the demand for meat in particular was rising, but adding more animals to the planet created its own set of problems, such as more methane and spiking water demand. Again, this is all discussed in the climate action plans, where they tell us that they are going to reduce all agricultural production. We're seeing that occurring now. It's been happening. We're being hit in the heart load of our country with weather weapons. Here in the Central Valley in California, which is the breadbasket, water shortages are preventing farmers from growing. We are under mass attack. And they go on to tell us in this document that, again, an economically unstable, shock-prone world in which governments weaken, and I've said this to you before, and criminals will thrive. We're going to have a Mad Max street reality. As we are all being forced to hide and hover in our homes, we're turning over the streets to the criminals. Make no mistake. And this will go on for a long while, and people will become more disruptive because they're hungry and they're scared. And we're going to see, and we already are seeing, lots of vacant stores now being broken into. But they go on to also tell us that deadly, catastrophic pressures will put an already overstressed global economy that had entered the decade still in recession. Massive humanitarian relief efforts cost vast sums of money, but the primary sources from aid agencies to developed world countries had run out of funds to offer. Most nation states can no longer afford their locked-in cost, let alone respond to increased citizen demands for more security, more health care coverage, more social programs and services, and more infrastructure repair. They said that the headlines would read on The Economist, is the planet finally bankrupt? Is the planet finally bankrupt? They go on to say, the dire circumstances forced through trade-offs in 2015, the U.S. reallocated a large share of defense spending to domestic concerns, pulling out of Afghanistan, where the resurgent Taliban seized power once again. They go on to talk about all of that aspect, but I want to zoom through this to hit a few more high points. The food scarcity, the inability to connect to your neighbors, shrinking microgrids.
Deborah, we're down about 3 minutes. We're down about 3 minutes.
Pharmaceuticals, again, the growing disparity between the haves and have-nots. And I can only say that this is a Rockefeller document. This report is the result of extensive effort and collaboration among the Rockefeller Foundation initiative staff, foundation guarantee grantors, and external experts. The Rockefeller Foundation and GBN would like to extend their thanks for all of the contributors to this horrific demise of humanity. Now, I can tell you, listen to the entirety of what I have to discuss on YouTube. Please get this YouTube out far and wide. It's called COVID Lockdown Global Bankruptcy, a Plan. This is a planned global bankruptcy. Make absolutely no mistake. And we are entering into a recession, a depression, worse than what was experienced during the Great Depression. And you're hearing the IMF already telling us this. I'm hearing it on the radio, that we are going to be in a deep depression, as our grandparents experienced. You can see this. You can see with the shuttering down of businesses and the supply chains being cut. They tell us also that we'll have to become very inventive and make our own parts for electronics and for other things that we will need in these microgrids of survival that we will be thrown into without communication. So, for those of you, you need to be thinking about ham radios, walkie-talkies. You need to be thinking about many ways in which you can continue to communicate. You have to ask yourself, why has Cal Fire and the fire agencies throughout our country been taking out the ham radio repeaters? It's to reduce and eliminate our ability to communicate. Now they're putting blinders on our faces. We have to stand. In fact, they've even suggested that we may have to increase our distancing, our social distancing, to 13 feet.
About 1 minute, Deborah. About 1 minute.
And again, Pastor Butch, thank you. Everybody, please go to StopTheCrime.net, go to our video YouTube channel, and spread these videos out far and wide. Take care, everybody. We're all in the same boat, and I look forward to coming back on the show very soon, Pastor Butch.
All right. God bless you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. And folks, I'll see you next tomorrow between 9 and 4. I hope you call and talk to us. I hope you call and help us keep this thing on the air a little while longer. We love you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.